Well, good afternoon. You're listening to A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. And I think I have a caller on the other line. Dr. Feynman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I understand I scared you this week.
Well, the thing is, I wrote you on Messenger and you never answered, and I heard today that you said that you were hacked and you never got a resolve.
Yes.
But I also called you twice at home and left messages yesterday and you never answered.
And it never...
Pretty worried, you know?
I looked on my phone and I have no missed calls, so I don't know what's wrong with my phone, but something's gone awry.
Oh, my gosh, because I called you on the number you had sent me email,
yep.
You know, we've talked before on it.
And that's a correct number. I'm going to have my wife give me a call and see if my phone is not working at all. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, I also wrote you an email earlier, and you said that you would keep me up to date, but you never did, so I wrote you now, about an hour ago, asking, you know, saying I gathered that you're all right because you're on the show, but I was just wondering what was going on, and we didn't discuss what we were going to talk about.
No, I know, and but I did put an ad up, and then I found out that nobody saw my ad.
No, I didn't see anything either, no.
Yeah, so I got
to
figure out what's
going on.
Yeah, I got to find out what's going on, and I don't know what I'm going to do if I have to just dump Facebook, because I use that a lot, and I have people that email me on Facebook and give me ideas. Matter of fact, I have people that email me during the show to ask questions, so I don't know what I'm going to do. But
well, you also had another page fees, you know, but you said not to accept it.
Yeah,
so I didn't.
Right, there are three pages out there with my name on it now for some reason.
Oh my gosh!
And I don't know
against you.
Yeah, and then I just got another message this morning, supposedly from FB.com, Facebook.com. And I'm pretty sure that that's a phony too, because they're telling me that they will take care of whatever the problem is.
Well, hopefully they will, but.
No, I think it's just another scam, and I think somebody's just... I don't know why you would want to do that. What do you get out of it? I have no money. They're not going to steal my money, and I don't have secrets, so I don't know.
No secrets?
No.
You're boring.
I am very boring. I'm about as boring as they come. You know, the secrets that I have... aren't secrets. I tell everybody what my secrets are.
Well, just after the show, make sure that you see I wrote you an email this morning to your email, and you had answered before, so just make sure you got it, and we may have to talk by email about each week's show or a phone call, I guess.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
Phone works.
Well, I'm pulling it up right now to see if I got it, but I don't know. My phone may be amiss, too, but...
But an email you should be able to find, yeah.
Yeah, there you are. You're up there. So my email, I'm getting you.
Okay.
So
I was so worried about you, because I asked Scott, and he said, as far as I know, five words is all he said about the idea that you would be on today, but he didn't explain anything else.
Well, it's a strange week. And by the way, Buckeye Chuck, who is our prognosticating groundhog, didn't see his shadow. So apparently we're going to have... I guess that means we're going to
have... 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, 6 more weeks of winter.
Almost always it works out that way. I've looked it up. Very rarely does it turn out that it says it's going to be the early spring.
Yeah, and Punxsutawney Phil has only been right 39% of the time. And I was told that Buckeye Chuck was closer to 70%, but I think in the last 5 years he hasn't hit yet. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you have a lot of snow there. I know the Northeast.
Oh, we have a ton.
You have a lot of snow there.
We have a ton. I have one of those little snow blowers, little tiny electric snow blowers, and I've used it 3 times in a week, and that's the number of times I've used it in my life prior to this year.
Yes, how many inches or feet of snow did you have in the last couple of days?
I would guess we have about 1 foot of snow on the ground right now.
I heard it was even worse in the Northeast.
Yeah,
like New York,
I guess it is.
Washington,
yeah.
Oh boy. Well, right down here, it's cool. It's actually been cool. It's been in the 40s as a low. So
lots of snow down there in Florida?
No snow. The only time we ever had snow where it was seen and hit the ground was the day before Jimmy Carter was inaugurated president.
Oh, my.
January 1977, it was in South Florida, in Miami at least. I wasn't living here then. It was said there was snow in the air and the kids were let out of school to celebrate.
Oh, my. That sounds like fun.
But right the day before Carter became president, just coincidence, it was funny.
Well, I lived in South Bend, Indiana for a long time when I was young, up until I was 15, I think. Mm-hmm. And we would get snow days occasionally because that's in the snow shadow of Lake Michigan. And I remember one year we got like 20-some inches in about 6 hours.
Wow.
And it was great fun, and we had pictures of – there was so much snow in my brother's driveway that he had to dig a hole out to get his Volkswagen out of the
– Wow.
So it was kind
of – Well, I remember digging out in New York years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I lived in an apartment complex, and I used to use the garage. You know, the garage, you had to pay to use it month by month. And I remember one year saying at the end of March, well, you know, I'm not going to do it in April. It's not going to snow. And then it did snow on April 6th, and I was cursing. I had to take my car out.
Well, my cars all sit out in the snow because my garage is full of all my kids' junk. So I guess I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have had a much less eventful week, but it's still eventful, but it hasn't been as eventful as when we had Mr. Trump as our president.
No, it's been, as they say, a bit boring, but it's not quite boring.
That's the type of boring we needed, yeah.
Boring we need, although he's been very busy with executive orders, I think 45 our president. And
45?
I think it's 45 now, yeah, I believe the last count. And not all at the same time, you know, but in the last 10 days or 12 days.
Well, he had 17 the first day, right?
Yes, but I think it's up to 45. And also the cabinet members are now being confirmed, a lot of them, including Pete Buttigieg was confirmed, and the person who's going to be the Homeland Security Secretary, Mayorkas, was confirmed. So most of them are confirmed now, which is good.
Okay, now my puppy dog asked me to ask you this question, along with my wife and myself. Why in the world can the Republicans in the Senate hold up those committee assignments like they have been doing? What can allow them to hold up assignments? Matter of fact, I don't think all of them are done yet.
No, but actually this morning I see apparently they've come to an agreement. I just saw it. I didn't read it. So I think they finally over it. But Mitch McConnell's trying to use whatever power he has left. He's really disgraceful, and he's trying to prevent progress. And they're holding up also the idea of the COVID-19 legislation, saying it should only be $600 billion instead of $1.9 trillion. As people would say, if you have a certain amount, somebody says one-third, you go for two-thirds. You don't go for, you know, you can't to go down two-thirds. Come on, you know?
Well, why don't the Democrats do as I'm sure the Republicans would have done had they been in the same situation as the Democrats are in now? Why don't the Democrats just say, tough, you're out of here, and shove the people out of the seat?
And apparently they're about to do it, it seems. They just haven't yet. But they're
what
apparently
holds them up?
But it's in limbo at the moment. Yeah.
What is holding them up? Why? I mean,
they're trying to promote bipartisanship. Joe Biden would like to have bipartisanship, but I don't think it's going to work. It didn't work with Obama when they tried it. They really took advantage of him and then, you know, made it tougher on him.
Yeah.
So I think they have to be tough as nails, which Democrats usually are not as tough as nails.
That's right. Yeah, the Republicans seem to be a lot tougher that way and take great pride in being tough that way, such as Mr. McConnell.
Yes. But McConnell did condemn Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Georgia congresswoman who has conspiracy theories.
How could you not condemn her?
Well, apparently we don't know what's happening with Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
Sounds like he might be taking away her appointment on the education committee, but it's in labor committee, but it's not clear at this hour. But McCarthy is really a puppy dog to Trump, and Trump likes Green. So I don't know. It's a mess. The Republican Party is a disaster right now.
I try not to totally judge the opposition, but on this lady, she's beyond nuts. She needs to be in an asylum.
Yes, she does.
She's really strange. And why in the world? Did she's from Tennessee, I believe.
No, Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. McConnell's from Tennessee.
Kentucky,
McCarthy's from Tennessee, right?
McCarthy's from California.
Oh, I'm
there's a few Republicans in California.
I'm all messed up. You but know, anyway, why would the people in Georgia, who seem to have a good idea toward the end of the election, why would they?
Now, this is a rural part of northern Georgia, which is very right-wing. You know, every state has congressional districts that are more to the left and more to the right.
Yeah.
And this particular one, she had no Democratic opponent in November, apparently. She had to win it in a primary. So it's a really extreme right-wing place. It's where Doug Collins had been the congressman. And then he lost to, you know, he lost the Senate nomination to... I even forgot her name now. The woman who was there for me, I forgot her name. I wanted to forget her. You know who I'm talking about. The one who lost to Warnock. I can't think of her name right now.
Yeah. Big, tall, pretty lady.
Yes, but not a very nice
can't
person.
Remember her name either.
I'm looking it up, though, now.
Okay. Well, anyway, that just seems... in 50 years, when historians are looking back, they'll go... What in the world was wrong with the United States of America, if we're still a United States of America?
Yeah, Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah, Loeffler.
Well, Kelly Loeffler, who's married to the president of the New York Stock Exchange, and yep. I think was the wealthiest senator for the 1 year she was there.
Wow.
Yeah. She lost.
Yeah.
And by the way, she's a friend of Green.
Is she really?
Yeah, she asked for her endorsement and all that, and she gave her endorsement to her, although she had no race, Green. But this woman, she goes around saying the Parkland shooting in Florida, didn't occur,
yeah.
Or was staged, and the one in Sandy Hook, Connecticut in 2012 at the elementary school was staged. She was going after David Hogg, one of the kids who survived 2018. She has said such things as the Clintons arranged for the plane crash of John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
in 1999, and she talked about the need to lynch Barack Obama and lynch Hillary Clinton and put a bullet in the head of the Speaker of the House. Isn't this crazy?
It is crazy. And sometime when I'm doing, tomorrow when I'm doing this show, I don't do a Progressive Life during the morning, but tomorrow I'm going to be doing, reading a Dr. Seuss story for my listeners. But I would like to have some people that support this lady call me and let me know why. I really would like to know why.
You'll probably get some because this is the Jim Jordan district you're in, right?
Yeah, and he's...
Jim Jordan is
he's not very far behind her.
No, he's not. He's a disgrace. He really is, you know. And he's also one of the seditionists as she was on January 6th. And these people should be out of Congress and be in prison, honestly, as I see it.
I try not to cast stones, but the... Both of those people I could do without. Anyway.
Interestingly, he's not going to run for the Senate seat.
No, he's
In 2022, there's going to be open of Rob Portman. I'm wondering why. I think because he realizes it might be difficult and he'd be out of the Congress, so he's going to run for his gerrymandered district and keep on winning, I guess he figures.
Well,
surprise, you know, really.
As you know, I ran for state representative here, so I'm kind of hooked into several politicians in the state, and they're all talking about all the different people that are interested, and there are a lot of different Democrats that are interested in running for actually both of those positions, running against Jordan and also running for Portman's position.
Yeah.
A lot of... I would guess I've had contacts from at least 8 to 10 people that might. Now, we have a gentleman that ran for a state representative in the primary who didn't get it. His name is Mike Larson, and I've had him on several times. He's a stand-up comedian. He's been on, he was on Jay Leno a couple of times. He's also been a right-hand person to Jackie Spears. So he's pretty well hooked up, and I've been trying to get him to run, but I don't think he's going to. I think he had enough.
Well, I also think Tim Ryan, the Congressman Ryan, I think would gain some more fame by running for president, although he didn't get very far.
Right.
I think he is the person who seems like the front runner right now.
Well, he's had a lot of FaceTime lately on CNN and MSNBC.
Yes.
Probably not on the right-wing stations.
Yeah, can you believe that on last night on Fox News they didn't even show the ceremonies and all that around this Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer who was killed. And they had everybody visiting, including President Biden last night. They didn't talk about it at all. They didn't show it at all. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. And I also, when my wife and I watched, I guess maybe 40 minutes of it, something like that. There were a couple of the big mucky mucks of the Republican Party that came and paid their respects to...
Mitt Romney, for instance.
I'm sorry, yes.
Romney, for instance,
And I kept thinking, well, if it hadn't been for some of your cohorts, he wouldn't be there. So I don't know. And I may be wrong. And I hope somebody calls me tomorrow and tells me that the Republicans did not want this to happen. And I would not say that all Republicans wanted this to happen.
Of course not all, but there's enough. Don't forget, there were 139 House members, 8 senators, including, of course, Holly and Cruz as the leaders, and including Kevin McCarthy also, that did actually still vote not to certify the results after the insurrection.
Right.
Not just before. Some people changed their minds. The numbers dwindled a slight bit. But how do you explain 147 Republicans deciding that they're not going to accept the result when they know it's truth and that they had just had this insurrection and the bloodshed and violence involved?
I don't know where we are as a country with things like that going on. Obviously, the Republican Party has lost its footing, and it's now. I think they're still pretty strong because I think there are enough crazies out there that they're going to vote for anybody that Trump tells them to vote for. Don't you believe he's still got a lot of sway?
Yes, and as McConnell said about Green, she's a cancer on the Republican Party, but so is Trump.
Yeah.
And he really is. He needs to not be able to come back and run again. I can just imagine if he comes back and the fear that he could actually win because there's enough crazy conspiracy theory QAnon people that it could lead to a disaster and our democracy could disappear.
I think you're right, but I'm also one of those people that believe I kind of like him continuing to do what he's doing because, I mean, as far as thinking about running for office again, because I think that weakens the party, and right now I'd like to see that party as weak as possible.
Yeah, I can see that, but the question is, they're going to run somebody. Are they going to run a Trumpite type, or they're going to run a more moderate type? That's the issue.
Yeah, and my guess is that Donald Trump will not run again, just because of his age, and why would he want to go through all the crap again?
Well, he would only be the same age as Joe Biden is now, so he'll be 78 by then, you know.
Yeah, but his dementia will be farther, way farther along.
You tell me that Joe Biden has dementia. He's perfectly fine every time we see him and what he has to say. You know, he may stutter a little bit, big deal, but the fact is he's fine. I can't say he'll be that way for 4 years. Nobody can say anybody, whether you or I, will be fine for 4 years. But it's all bull about that. He, you know, about his so-called time.
I don't think that he has dementia. I think that Trump has some sort of mental problem. So that's just.
How about Giuliani? He really is gone.
Kind
you know?
Of scary, yeah.
And he once was respectable.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
In 07, 08, he was ahead, at least in the polls. I said, they wouldn't vote for him. But I said, not a bad choice compared to others. Now he'd be about the worst possible person you could imagine.
Now, do you think all this that's happening right now, all the craziness in the Republican Party, will lead us away to the point where we actually get back to a decent Republican Party where we talk about the disagreements that we have? They're advertising now. A lot of them are coming out and saying we'd like to get back to the era when we were fiscally responsible and internationally caring party again. Do you think it'll happen? That it'll go back that way?
I doubt it, to be honest, because I really think you have to purge the party of the people who committed sedition. And I think all 147 did, 39 House and 8 Senators, and they're not going to remove them, but as long as they're there and they're going to still harp on the same points, the party, I think, is doomed long term.
Do you I happen to have this note. I'm looking at all my notes. Did you say what you believed about Congresswoman Green, whether she's going to be removed from her committee assignments, or did you mention?
It's in the air. It's something that it may be happening while we're talking.
Yeah.
It was talked that he had had a two-hour meeting with her, and he was telling her to resign from the committee, supposedly. We'll see if that's what comes out today.
I don't think she's going to resign from anything.
So they might remove her, you know, at least from the one committee. She was also on the budget committee. I guess maybe they'll keep on one committee.
Two committees.
The Education and Labor Committee, imagine when she says that the school shootings didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's okay. So I wish there was a way to get a two-thirds vote to expel her, but that is unlikely because you'd have to get, you know, at least one-third of the Republicans to vote to expel her to make a two-thirds vote. But the conference, Republican conference, can remove her from a committee, yes.
Now is that how they have talked about the Democrats coming out and removing her from anything? Now, is that, they would have to get two-thirds vote to do that?
I think that would have to be the case. So it's just like with the trial for, you know, on the impeachment charge. I don't see, honestly, there's going to be 17 senators joined to 50 Democrats. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with next week with the trial beginning. But I don't think it's going to be able to happen. It's very frustrating. But in a way, it's frustrating, but it's also, in a sense, good, end quote, that things cannot be done that easily because you don't want to really make a principle that you can just remove someone because you don't like what they say or do.
Right. Absolutely.
It's like a mixed bag, you know.
Yeah, it is. But when you're talking sedition and you're talking murder, those things probably should not come up.
No, the woman is crazy. She really is crazy. And I don't think she's going to back off. If she's pushed off the committee, she'll probably condemn McCarthy, and Trump will come out to back her because she's going to go visit him. Like it was said that she's going to visit him in Mar-a-Lago. It's going to create a real rift in the Republican Party going forward, and I think it's going to do damage, and maybe the Republican Party as a name and as an idea has to disappear. We have to have a new party formed. I don't know.
Maybe
bring the Whigs back.
Yeah,
the Whigs. The 1850s with Lincoln.
Or the Bull
Moose.
And
with J.Q. Adams. Yeah. And with Webster and Clay, although they all died by that time except for Lincoln. But I mean, let's say the 1840s when they were still living.
Yeah, and the Whig was the originator of the Republicans. Is that not correct?
Well, it's when the Whig Party disappeared because it had many members that were pro-slavery, so the party divided and split in 1854, disappeared, and you know the Democrats became the party primarily of slave owners, but the Republican Party replaced the Whigs, combined the Northern Democrats and the Northern Whigs into the Republican Party. And it was a great party to be a member of because they had principles against the expansion of slavery and against slavery itself.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of interesting. In my lifetime, the parties have done flip-flops.
Absolutely, yes, yes, because now the Republican Party is more the party, is really the Southern Party, along with the Midwest. But, I mean, it used to be the Democrats always had the South, but they had an uneasy coalition with Northern Democrats. But the Civil Rights Act changed that in 64, and everybody migrated to the Republican Party, and that's why in the Southern states, the old Confederacy, there's only, what at the moment, there's only the two Democratic senators from Virginia, and now the two Democratic senators from Georgia. Everybody else is a Republican. They're all pretty much right-wing or mostly in that direction.
Yeah.
And the only Democrats that really, really win in the House are primarily in areas where there's a lot of black voters or Hispanic voters or Jewish voters, very few other than that. So it's really a Southern party more than ever, along with the Midwest.
Well, now the problem I think that is fomenting a lot of this distrust and this hatred is the fact that the United States is changing its color and its religion and will be changed.
Not going to change because the population growth, partly by immigration and partly by reproduction. Whites did not have enough children to keep the same percentage, and it can't be changed. The country is more diverse, but I don't think that's a negative. I think that's a positive.
I think it's an absolute positive.
Yes.
Yeah, and
the world. That's what the whole idea. America is the place that's the world, and I think that's what makes it great.
When I turn 99, we will be a, what do they call it, a majority-minority
By 2045, they're predicting,
I'll be 99 that year.
Because I want to point out that that minority, the biggest minority of the minorities, are Latinos, not African-Americans. And the fact is, people complain about that, but think about it. Where are Latinos originally from in background? Spain and Portugal.
Yeah.
They're in Europe, everybody. It's not, you say Latin America, but they are people that came, you know, further back, their ancestry from Spain and Portugal. More Spain, but Portugal and Brazil. So it's not like as if they're aliens from outer space.
Yeah. One of the things that I occasionally say, just to get my right-wing friends in a tizzy, is, won't it be wonderful when we're all tan?
A lot of mixed race children too, because Latinos marry whites and blacks marry Latinos and Asians. So what? And actually, the children are gorgeous. They look great. The mix is not a bad thing.
I have two or three mixed race nephews. So and they are handsome young boys, all three.
Who cares what the background is? As long as they're decent people, people as individuals for their character. That's what matters.
As long as they're human and good people, I like them all.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I did want to get back on. We talked about Brian Sicknick, who was the gentleman, the policeman that was killed.
Killed by a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, but have you heard about any prosecution on a specific person or group of people that might have killed him? Are there people that are being looked at for murder?
And I understand from seeing the news, the new attorney general is now starting prosecution. It took time to be confirmed, but he's starting, you know, to look into prosecution. It takes a while. It's only 2 weeks, remember. We can't change everything overnight. But,
Right. Yes,
I think there's going to be a lot of prosecutions. And I do think there is the possibility of some members of Congress facing indictment for their activities.
Well,
I really
that
think
that
not all 147.
Yeah.
I think some of those leading people might face a day in court.
I would like to see them have to own up to what they did do, and if they didn't do anything, that's wonderful. I hope they own up to that too, and I hope we learn that. But right now, it doesn't seem likely. And but now, policeman Sicknick is he still lying? Are his ashes still in state? At the Capitol.
I believe they are throughout the day today. You know,
okay.
But I'll be honest. I was listening from the beginning of your show at 10:15.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to know that you were there. And I was hoping my name would be mentioned. It was never mentioned, so I thought, did I suddenly disappear? So I think I'll just call and see what happens.
Oh. Well, you didn't disappear. I think we did mention you, as a matter of, maybe I mentioned you off the air.
It doesn't matter. I'm not saying I have to have my name mentioned. But because we hadn't communicated this past few days, I thought maybe I've been disinvited.
Scott told me that you were all worried and that you got a hold of him. And I looked at my phone, both my my phone and my messaging thing, and you weren't on either one of them, and I'm going, this is strange.
I left two messages. They said, leave a message for this number, and I did twice.
And I didn't get either one of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
It is.
it's because you don't like green.
I guess. No, I like green. It was the lady that called in that didn't like greens.
I talk about the color green is good, but not the woman green.
Yeah, that's true. The color green is when I was...
It's environmentalist.
When I was assistant athletic director at OU, our colors were green and white, and so
I always liked the color green because it represents the environment. You know.
Yeah, I got another question. That I wrote down. What happens? The president has lost all of his lawyers again, and had to get two more new lawyers.
Who are not very competent, by the way.
But yes. Is that going to make... Will he be able to go to the judge and say, well, I need more time now?
No, it's going to start Tuesday.
Okay.
At least that's what we hear now. Yeah. I wanted to mention, by the way, that the first public opinion ratings of Joe Biden, depends on the poll, shows him one poll 56% approval, another one 63% approval.
Is that good?
And course, that never happened to Trump. He never reached above 46%.
Oh, is that ever. Right? Oh, I thought he had hit 49 at one point, but no.
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe so, but in any case, he didn't get the majority. But right away, he's got a public, at least based on polls. I'm not saying polls are always reliable.
Right.
But some very high. Now, it could be, I guess, a left-wing communist socialist conspiracy, if you want to believe that. I don't believe that because that's not the case, because people see Joe Biden as competent, he's decent, he's caring, he's compassionate, he's certainly being activist. Some people are saying being very activist, the most since maybe FDR, which thrills me if that's the case.
Yeah.
It's only 2 weeks as of today, but I think he's done a great job, and I'm just hoping everything continues to go well.
You know what bothers me, I'm sure you know that I listen more to left-wing talk than I listen to right-wing talk, but what bothers me is talk across the board, even CNN, which I find pretty honest, they seem to be more anxious that Biden gets stuff done now. And it kind of annoys me. Don't they know that the wheels of government turn slowly?
Yes, but I think because we have the economic emergency, the healthcare emergency, all the issues in foreign policy with authoritarianism reeling its ugly head with Russia, what it just did, and Myanmar, which is Burma also.
Right.
You know, there's so many issues, plus the climate change issue. I think it's really a time we have to be totally busy. And I think as much as you can say he's busy 18 hours a day,
I don't think
there's any question. He's very active. He's not golfing, and he's not doing Twitter.
I'm not sure he does golf. Have you ever heard of him as a golfer?
No, I don't think he does, but he does bike ride. I don't know if he does now, but he did bike ride.
Well, I hope he...
Not, but I'm just saying, but he doesn't waste time. You know, he doesn't live off the taxpayers. He works hard.
I noticed that he's kind of a skinny guy.
For his age, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, a little jealous.
Yeah, me too. Now, the neat thing about it is when he's come to Marion twice when he was running with Obama, and both times I was honored to stand on the stage right behind him. One time, if I had reached my hand straight out, I would have put my hand on his shoulder. That's how close we were. So every time I see him, I mentioned to my wife, hey, we were right by him. I don't know why that's important to me, but it is kind of fun.
I was at a rally in 08 in South Florida with him and Obama there. It was at a distance, not horrible distance, but wasn't as close as you, but it was very exciting, yeah.
There are two people in my life that if somebody said, who would you like to meet that you haven't met, and I've met a lot of very famous people, I'm really proud that I talked more than once to Ernie Banks several times.
Oh my gosh, I loved Ernie Banks.
Oh yeah, I did too.
Loved Ernie Banks, and I have a picture on the wall of Ernie Banks.
Cool. Well,
yeah, and also have his bobblehead.
Oh, cool. He and I talked one day. We probably talked for a half an hour one day because he was waiting for something to happen at my – I was at DePaul University at the time, and he just happened to be in our athletic director's office talking with him. And so I was invited to join, and he and I talked when the athletic director left, and I got to talk to him by myself for about 20, 25 minutes.
Is this the 1980s about?
No, it was before then. Well, yeah.
He was retired, though.
He was retired. He was in the front.
What a great player. Oh, my gosh. You know?
Front office for the Cubs at the time. But anyway, I've gotten to meet an awful lot of famous people, but the two that I didn't get to meet that I would really, really like to meet are Barack Obama and Walter Payton. Those are the two that I really would like to meet. Now, I can't meet Walter Payton because he's passed away. But
passed away? Yeah. I'm trying to think. How far back did he?
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, he died.
Young, huh?
Yeah, he died very young. He was, I'm guessing, not 40. Well, maybe 40-something.
Oh, my God. What, do you know why?
It was one of those... diseases that ravishes your body. It was something really horrible. And I can't remember what.
I looked him up. He was 45 when he passed away in 1999.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I would have loved to have met him.
Yeah, handsome guy too. I see.
Yes, he was pictures, handsome. You know. Man. And I met an awful lot of sports figures in Chicago because of my job. I never got to meet Michael Jordan, but I think I'd rather meet Walter before.
Yeah, I see he died of a rare liver disease. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It was something really bad.
Bile duct cancer. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, anyway, it doesn't have much to do with politics, but...
Yeah, that comes across to me, that sometimes you ever wake up thinking, I'm still here, why am I here at this age, and so many people you read about, or I know, or you know, have passed away younger? Does it ever cross your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And wonder why? Why?
And being an agnostic or an atheist, whichever you want to call me, I've done a lot of thinking about that lately, and, you know, what happens... after we pass and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I think about that, but I don't worry too much about it.
Well, you can't do anything about it.
No.
That's honestly, since you didn't answer me, I was thinking, are you all right? That's why I wrote you, as you see in that email.
Well,
I'm really concerned about you. What happens, you know?
Well, thank you. And, and I am fine. I was trying to plan run on the Capitol building all by myself. That's what I was doing the last week. No, I... okay, now, I one last thing that I wrote down that I wanted to ask you about. You know, President Trump still claims that he's still the president.
Delusional. But actually, I've read that to some people he's admitted he lost, but he keeps on exploiting it. I think he's just a liar, 30,000, whatever, 537. But, you know, he uses it, and I think he poisons the whole atmosphere of his party and of the future of the country, and he needs to stop it, but he's not going to.
No, I don't think he is, ever, yeah. And, you know, it's 33,000 lies or something like that, and I mentioned it to a friend who is a Trump a lover, and he said, well, you know, all politicians lie, and I told him, well,
but not on that level.
I told him I didn't lie when I was running for office, and I said I don't think anybody lies that much.
I know people who would say to me, Obama lied a lot. I said, example, well, he said you could keep your doctor, and it's true, he did say that, and that's not true always. Okay, so that was not correct, but that's not a big deal compared to all the kinds of things that he's lied about.
And it's probably not a lie. He probably you know, had facts that he thought were correct, and they just turned out not to be. But
not everything that you project is going to work out, but that doesn't necessarily make you a liar, no.
That's another thing that has bothered me this week, is that people are criticizing Biden because he said on the first day he was going to do this and that, but he waited till the third day. Well, he got it. He's doing it. So I don't think
can't do everything at once.
Now, yeah, you can't.
I'm curious, are those left-wing people that wanted him to do it quicker?
Yes.
Maybe, but that's ridiculous.
Unfortunately.
Some of them are too extreme, you know. Not dangerous, like violent, but they're, you know, I don't like when people go too far either way, you know.
I don't think anybody, I truly believe I tried to give Mr. Trump a few weeks, but it was so obvious after a week or two that there were going to be a lot of lies coming down the pike.
Well, when he said he had the biggest crowd ever at an inauguration, when clearly he didn't.
On the day of, yes.
That right away, I said, and then his press secretary, he went through a number of them, and they got worse and worse and worse, and look at Jen Psaki now, how great she is,
as
press secretary.
You know what surprises me about some of these young people, whether it's they're on the right side of the aisle or left side of the aisle, is how really, truly bright so many are.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a very bright group of younger people plus people with experience. Because remember, he has the most, talk about Joe Biden, has the most government experience of any president except John Quincy Adams, who didn't have as many elected years, but he had appointed years as ambassadors and secretary of five countries and secretary of state. So he had a total of 49 years of government experience, and Joe is second with 44 before he became president.
You know what my biggest disappointment of this administration is so far? That I haven't seen Kamala Harris's smile. because it's always covered with a mask.
Yeah, the mask on.
She has such a lovely smile. I just love
seeing
her.
She got a second vaccine dose, and she was laughing, and you can see it through. She's always, you know, happy, and not always, every minute, but we see she's a person who likes to laugh a lot, and it makes me laugh, and that's what's good, and she's got such a good heart. She really does.
She's not a silly laugher, either. I mean, she...
I like her laugh. I didn't like Hillary Clinton's laugh. I thought her laugh seemed a little phony somehow when she used to laugh.
A little harsh,
But Kamala Harris, I just like looking at her. I like hearing her laugh. You know, I think, you know, God forbid, if she had to become president during the term, that is not something to fear, not something to tremble. It will survive it, and I think she'd be very good, better than Mike Pence would have been.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I just like the fact that when you look at her, she's a woman and she's of color. And it's kind of saying the United States is moving forward.
Yeah, but by the way, do you know there are some conspiracy theorists who say she's not a woman, she's a transgender man?
Oh, God.
Do you believe that?
Well, I don't care.
Michelle Obama.
If
said that.
If a transgender man was as smart as that lady is, more power to her.
I think Michelle Obama and Kamala Harris are really men? Come on.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, break.
I will put both of those ladies in a room, and I bet they can talk their way through any disagreement with anybody else.
And those are two women I'd love to have a chance to meet.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah. They are brilliant people. Now, I never did get to meet Kamala, because the only reason why I was rooting for her is I just thought she was going to be the best vice president we could have. Back in 2018, I predicted that she and Joe
Late
Biden...
Late in the year, I guess, after she was planning to run, huh?
Yeah. I
actually predicted a Biden-Harris ticket, huh?
Yeah, I predicted it on November 23rd, 2018.
You should have bet money on it.
Well, I saved the tweet because I was absolutely convinced that they would be the best choice.
Wow. Well,
anyway.
You should have bet money on it. You could have become wealthy.
Yeah, I don't want to be wealthy. I have enough problems with my puppy dog. I don't need to have money.
And honestly, money doesn't make you happy. A lot of people with money are miserable wretches, you know?
Yeah. Especially if they have to do some bad stuff to get the money, and a lot of them do. We're down under 2 minutes, so what do you need to tell me other than we got to figure out how to get in touch with each other? But you have my email address.
Yes, the email address. So if nothing else, you should contact me.
We'll do.
You want to discuss before Wednesday. Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
I just want to give a little tribute to Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and eight other Republicans who voted on this impeachment to impeach him. And Liz Cheney, I'm not a big fan of Dick Cheney, obviously her father. I'm not even a big fan of her, but she's a woman of principle, and the Republicans should back her and condemn Marjorie Taylor Greene. If they do otherwise, that's disgraceful. That's all I'm going to say. Adam Kinzinger from Illinois is a very courageous guy, too.
We need principles back in our government, and we just have lost them for the last 4 years.
Yeah. Anyway, by next week, the impeachment trial will have started the day before, you know, on Tuesday.
Say that again. I missed it. I'm sorry.
I said on Tuesday of next week, the day before our show next week, the impeachment trial will start. And it will probably be the butt of all kinds of jokes on Saturday Night Live.
Of course it will. And I think it's interesting that we're going to have a second impeachment a week after Groundhog Day.
And also, the impeachment was not successful last year on February 5th. And here on February 9th, a year later, we're starting the second impeachment trial.
Yeah. And
a year and 4 days after the first one ended.
I'll give you 10 seconds. Do you think there's any chance that it will get through the Senate?
I don't think 17. I think it could be up to 10 with 10 Republicans, but that's not enough. You need 17. Right. So, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we will talk by email, and we got about 10 seconds, so I'm going to say goodbye to you.
I'm glad everything's fine with you.
Okay, it is. Thanks a lot. Dr. Feynman, thank you very much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.